The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Adam and Eve let God know they could direct their own steps. They let God know they didn't need God. They thought they could do it their way and everything would be well. This world, and that includes America and most everyone in America, think they can manage their own affairs without God. You might want to ask yourself, do I think I don't need God directing my steps? Look at your personal life. Look at your family's life. What kind of job are you doing directing your steps? Are you contented? Is your family contented? Does everyone in your house have peace of mind? Are you prosperous? Are you having a lot of problems? Do you have a happy marriage and obedient, respectful kids? Are you struggling to make ends meet? Do you love others as you love yourself? Are you a good spouse, mother, or father? Are you a good neighbor? When you audit yourself, can you truly say, I don't need God? You may say, I don't want God telling me how to live my life. Well, that's what Adam and Eve told God. That's what they thought. And by their actions, that's exactly what they told their Maker. What did that attitude of mind get for them? They reared the first human liar and the first human rebel. They reared the first human murderer. Adam and Eve also had the first bad marriage and the first child-rearing problems. They were driven from their beautiful home and their beautiful garden to forage for their livelihood. Adam and Eve, by disobeying God, did a lot of damage to mankind. And you may wonder, what kind of damage did they do? How could such little sin, as you may look at it, have done so much damage to this earth? They actually cut the whole world off from our Maker. They brought the death penalty on everyone. My friends, it doesn't pay to disobey God. Never has and never will. Notice what Adam and Eve got for disobeying God. Now, we've already mentioned much of what they got, but they got much more. And you and I are recipients of that as well. That punishment has been passed right on down to our day. Genesis 3, beginning verse 16, notice what God had to say to Adam and Eve after they had sinned. To the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. Women don't only have much pain in childbearing, but they have, as well as men, much pain in childrearing. Because when they see their kids getting into trouble, being thrown in jail, thrown in prison, getting hooked on drugs and on sex, and just on an evil way of life, dropping out of school and so on, that causes a lot of problems and a lot of pain for parents. Notice what he said to Adam. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. My friends, you could ask any farmer or any gardener if they have a tough time raising the food and the grain and so on that they produce. And they would always tell you, yes, it's tough. It's dry. We have to water. We have thorns and thistles and weeds and grass and so on that comes up that we have to spray for or cut out and plow for or whatever. Verse 18 says some of this. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Yes, a farmer, they have a tough time making ends meet, just like most everyone else on today's market. Adam and Eve could have repented. So could you, if you would. Notice what God had to say now about 2,500 years ago through Jeremiah. Jeremiah 10, verse 24. Jeremiah was inspired to write, O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Anyone wanting to obey God will ask God to correct them, to keep them in his path. But this world doesn't want to be corrected by anyone, and certainly not by God Almighty. But God says he chastens and corrects every son he loves. God loves everyone, and He will correct everyone. God will correct this world in His anger. Yes, when God pours out His wrath on this earth, you will wish you had been asking God in a repentant, humble attitude, obedient attitude, to correct you in justice and not in anger. No one will be able to stand the day of His wrath or His anger. The book of Revelation has much to say about the wrath of God on a stubborn and on rebellious mankind. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 16, it says this, "And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of Him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." That doesn't sound like a pleasant day, does it? When you're going to be wanting rocks and mountains to fall on you to hide you from God Almighty. Verse 17 continues, "For the great day of His wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" My friends, this time of God's wrath will not be a pleasant time, but a very miserable time. God asked the question, who will be able to stand the wrath of God? God's wrath will be poured out on sinners. It won't be poured out on the righteous, but there will be very few righteous at that time. As a matter of fact, there are very few righteous now in God's sight. Why should God have to pour out many plagues on this earth, many plagues on mankind? Well, the answer is simple. It is because man will not listen to his Creator. As we have stated, the world today, and right up to the very day Christ returns, think we can direct our own steps, and God don't get in our way. That's about the mindset and the attitude that this world has come to. Yes, we think that we can direct our own steps. We keep thinking that we can solve our own problems, and God don't get in our way. Sad to say, but that was the mindset and the attitude in the days of Noah. And it is today and will be at the return of Jesus Christ. That attitude is what has gotten us into the many problems we have today. Problems we wish weren't there. When I began this series of programs, I asked the question, is the world the way that you would like it to be? And we need to think about that, my friends. We need to wonder and think about the fact that the world isn't the way it ought to be and what has gotten us in the shape that we're in. When Adam and Eve partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they began the process of deciding for themselves what is good and what is evil. And look what it had brought us. They also began the process of building the mind, the attitude, and character of Satan the devil, which is the way of get. Me first attitude. Get or take what you want. Man has fought, killed, murdered, raped, robbed, lied, committed adultery, cheated, divorced, neglected the rearing and teaching of his kids, gone head over heel in debt. Seemingly, we have done all we can to get what we want, to do it our way, and it seems we are getting better at our way. Now, how can I make such statement? Well, because the confusion and the problems of this world keep getting bigger and keep getting worse. That's what happened in the pre-flood world as well. We should realize the tree, or the fruit of that tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, represented the way that seems right in our own eyes, which God says ends in death. Notice what Paul was inspired to write 2,000 years ago in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." Paul is speaking to those who have reached out for the tree of life. Those who have heard God's call, have repented, and have been baptized and have God's Spirit in them. Verse 2, "In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." Yes, Paul says there's a spirit, there's a mindset, and there's an attitude out there working in people that are disobedient to God. That's what happened in the garden. That's what Adam and Eve did. They tuned in to Satan's wavelength. They tuned in to his broadcasting. Paul speaks of the spirit or attitude and mindset of Satan, which he says this world has taken, and it began in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve decided to eat from Satan's table. That is the course that this world as a whole is still on, and as I mentioned, has seemed to get better at, following the course of Satan, the way of get. In verse 3, Paul continues, "Among whom also we also once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath just as others. Yes, we have all been there, my friends. Those that are trying to live, desperately trying to live a Christian life now, they have been there. They have had Satan's mind and his attitude, his leading and guiding spirit in them. Yes, we have all been there. We've all been in Satan's world, even those that are trying to live God's way today. We know what it's like to be influenced by Satan, and he still tries to influence those that are living God's way. It all started in the Garden of Eden. That's why we have all the problems, because we have followed Satan, which is the god of this age. If you want a better life, you can have it. All you have to do is just change your attitude of mind. But you can't do that on your own. You have to partake of the tree of life. Adam and Eve could have and should have taken of the tree of life. And if they would have, God would have given them his spirit. And they would have begun the process of building the mind, attitude, and character of God and Jesus Christ. They would have begun the process of allowing God to make them in his likeness. You may wonder exactly how God is. And if you don't study God's word, if you don't have God's spirit in you, and if you aren't living by God's word as God gives you understanding of his word, then you can't understand how God is. God is holy, righteous character that cannot sin. God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." God wasn't finished with man when he created man as a physical human being. That was only the first stage of the creation of man. God wasn't finished with man at that time. The second stage of creating man is a process of God and Jesus Christ living in you through and by the power of the Holy Spirit, which the tree of life represented to make you like God. God gave you and me a mind patterned after God's mind that can choose, plan, create, think, make decisions, and build. You can live a good life or an evil life. You can choose to obey God, or you may choose to obey Satan. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening. This is a very important topic, my friend. You need to know and understand where this world has gone wrong and where this world is still going wrong today. You need to know and understand why you have all the problems that you have personally, and why our nation and this world has all the problems that we have. We invite you to request our free articles, The Knowledge That Counts, and you need this article, my friends, and the article, Satan's Lies, and you need that article as well. All you need to do to receive those articles, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can also download and listen to pre-recorded programs. So to receive those articles, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, and request those articles, The Knowledge That Counts and Satan's Lies. And if you forget the article, just ask for Articles 236. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. And may God help you to understand his way and to surrender to his way of life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.